This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Saint Matthew's subject. More than money from him. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 51-year-old man and I have a wife, but I haven't lived with her in 4 years. It's a long story, but I'll try to make it brief. 4 years ago, my cousin had a bad divorce and he needed somewhere to stay. So my wife and I let him rent one of our side of a duplex we own. I made him promise to be respectful to my older tenant that shared the duplex with him because she's a Christian woman that loves peace and quiet. He moved in, and in less than 2 weeks, the old lady called me to complain about sex noises coming from his side of the duplex. I talked to my cousin and asked him to knock it off. I work full-time, so my wife manages our 3 properties, but I'm the only one the old lady will talk to. She's never liked my wife. This evening, I'd stop by the duplex to put some reflective numbers on the old lady's side of the duplex because she said her girlfriends couldn't find her house at night. I pulled up and my wife's car was parked in the side yard out of plain view. I knocked on my cousin's door several times and there was no answer. The old lady came out of her door and she told me they can't hear me knocking because they're in there having sex and making a bunch of noise. I told her that I think it's my wife in there, and she reminded me that she never liked my wife and then said this must be why. She told me the car is always over there, so my wife is coming by for more than the rent money. I broke the window, and I got in there and tried to body slam my cousin. My wife moved out of our house and into the raggedy duplex with my cousin. It's been 4 years and they're still together. I still can't get over it.
What?
How could they do this to me? Well, because some people are just low down and evil, you know. You may still be married on paper, but you don't have a wife. You may as well let that go. She let it go a long time ago. She left you then, way back. And we can't pick our relatives, so he's going to be your trifling cousin forever. My advice to you is to first get a divorce, because clearly this marriage is over. It's been 4 years. The next thing I would do is put them out of the duplex. Put them out. It's been 4 years. Your cousin should be able to get his own place by now. He shouldn't be living off you anyway. I mean, you said you can't get over it, but you're gonna have to move on with your life. I mean, life does go on. Try to get back out there. You know, if you have friends, you can hang out with them to ease back into the dating scene. I know you're 51. I know that. But that's okay. You can ask a friend out for lunch, for drinks. You got to start going to like get-togethers and stuff like that, barbecues, church events, comedy shows. Tommy, aren't you touring now, right? You go see Tommy. He's touring again. Yeah, you know, you got to do things to get yourself out there. And the more you get out there, the easier it is going to be to get over your faithful, tricky, tricky, tricky wife. Steve?
That's low. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Love the
this
lady.
Letter right here is majorly disappointing to me. She's getting more than money from him. Now, here's a 50-year-old guy. He said, and I have a wife, but I ain't lived with her in 4 years. Well, you can quit calling her your wife. 4 years, pretty. We passed the point of fixing. 4 years, this over, dog. Your cousin had a bad divorce and he needed somewhere to stay, which means she took him to the cleaners. So he ain't got nothing. So your wife let him rent a duplex and you promised to be respectful of the older tenant that you shared a duplex with, Christian woman. She liked peace and quiet. After 2 weeks, the lady called to complain about sex noises coming from his side of the deep duplex. So you went in there, you talked to the dude, told him to cut it out. You work full time, so your wife manages the three properties and collects the rent. But I'm the only person that the old lady would talk to. She's never liked my wife. This is very important information as we go forward in this letter. The old lady knew something soon as she met her. All women can pick up on triflingness in a young woman. And one thing about women, y'all, women know each other. Women can fool us men, but they can't fool each other. Girl, I know that I've seen this movie before. I know this whole scene. What you doing? Women know. Margie will spot some stuff that I would never even dream of looking at. She tripped. So the old lady knew something. One evening, stopped by the duplex, put some reflective numbers on the old lady's house because they can't find her house at night because they old. You pull up in the wife's car parked on the other side of out of plain view. So you knocked on your cousin's door and there wasn't no answer. The old lady came out her door and told me, they can't hear you knocking because they in there having sex and making a bunch of noise. Well, I told her, I think that's my wife in there. She reminded me I have never liked her. Now, she in there banging your cousin. Woo. You need to get the busting windows or something.
All right, Steve, hold on. Hold that thought, okay? Part two of your response at 23 minutes to the hour. Strawberry letter for today. She's getting more than money from him. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, she's getting more than money from him.
Well, I'm going to recap this letter, and then we're going to do a live reenactment.
Okay.
Shirley is going to be the woman.
Oh.
Okay. Tommy going to be the guy.
What? Because Tommy's going to be the guy?
Tommy, you know, the trifling, you got that.
Oh,
Tommy's
oh,
going to
yeah,
be the
yeah,
trifling
yeah.
cousin.
He's usually the woman.
Shirley, you're going to be the woman that's in the house that's been collecting the rent. I'm going to be the old next door. Sister Odell, stay next door.
Oh, yes.
So here we go. A 51-year-old man done rented out his place to his cousin, told him be respectful as the old lady lived next door. But the old lady only talks to him because the old lady don't like his wife, who controls the three properties and collects all the rent. Well, 2 weeks into the cousin moving in there, the lady called and complained about loud sex noises coming by. The guy goes over there one night to change the reflective lighters on her address so her people can see her address at night. He get over there, and the lady come out complaining again, talking about some people in here having loud sex noises. Well, he noticed his wife's car was in the driveway out of plain view. So he said, wait a minute, I think that's my wife in there. The lady said, I told you that I did not like her. Now, she in here banging your cousin, and you standing out here. So now, she told me that the car was always over there. So now my wife coming over for more than rent money.
Mm-hmm.
So I broke the window and got in there and tried to body slam my cousin. So I don't understand this part of the letter
tried.
Right here.
I knew you were
going to see, if you broke the window and you tried to body slam your cousin. See, once I break the window, it's unfinished business. That's just
right.
The beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Breaking the window is a prelude to me breaking your...
See, yeah, we haven't gotten to the behind.
Yeah, we ain't got to that yet. But if I broke this window, stepped in here and cut my back of my thigh on this glass, because you got to climb through that window, you're going to cut your leg.
Yeah, and he how old? 50 what?
51.
Yeah, he 51.
Yeah, he can't get through no window.
Yeah.
Okay,
so my wife moved out of our house and into the raggedy complex with my cousin. It's been 4 years and they still together. I still can't go over it. How they do this to me. How they did it? How? They did it easy. They both trifling, especially your wife.
Yeah.
But why you hanging around? She don't want you, and she don't deserve you.
Right.
Now, I'm understanding, what is it you can't get over? It's over. Everything's over except you.
But why do you have to me, though?
It's 4 years. Now, here we go. Here's the reenactment. Shirley, you in the house with the man.
Mm-hmm. With the cousin.
I'm the old lady, Sister Odell, that stay next door. Tommy, you the dude looking for your wife.
I'm the one that got cheated on. Okay, that's
yeah, you're the one that got cheated on.
Oh.
So is you over here? Hello?
Hello. Oh, hi. Hey, how you doing?
No, wait. Mm-hmm. Hold on, Shirley. I'm talking. Tommy then came over to the house. So let me talk to Tommy. We ain't bought you in yet. You in the house. You ain't got nothing to say right now. You busy. You in there making noises.
Hey, Miss Fraser, where you want me to put these reflectors at so I can put them on here for you?
I want you to put it in there, cracking this door to stop some of this racket in here. There's some people in there having sex.
Who is calling in there with him?
I don't know. Who car in the driveway?
That's my wife's car right there. That's Joanne's car right there.
Joanne.
That's my wife's car.
Well. I told you I never liked a little hussy heifer. Why is she
Joanne?
Yelling that? Now, I don't. You tell me whose voice it is. She sounded all hot and bothered. I've been hearing it for hours.
Oh, no, good and dead. Joanne!
What is you asking Joanne for? You know it's her. It's your wife. Joanne, shut up. You're too loud in the skit.
In the skit.
Marcus!
Wait.
Marcus!
What is you calling Marcus for?
That's my
what does you keep calling them people? Why don't you bust the window out with your stupid standing out here talking about Marcus and Joanne?
You think I'm going to cut myself if I break the window? You think I'm going to cut myself?
Don't you think they in there cutting? Sound like somebody getting sliced up pretty good to me.
All right. One, two, three. Joanne, what's going on in here?
Huh?
Marcus,
you heard him, help.
Marcus, I swear I'm finna try to body slam your ass, Marcus. I swear I'm in.
What is all this trying? When is the ass whooping gonna start? What is we in here trying for? You hear this half in here breathing all heavy? What is you waiting on?
I swear I'm finna try to body slam your ass in just a minute.
We gotta go.
He ain't in here trying to do, huh?
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You ain't got the point. When we come back, we gonna continue to reenact me.
Look at me, Joanne.
Part two. Just look at you. Look at her. She naked.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG. All right, we're back with part three of the Strawberry Letter. You know, sometimes we're so good, we have to do more than two parts.
Let me set up the reenactment. What happened was a 51-year-old man let his cousin stay in his house. The wife handles the properties for her and her husband. And this Christian woman that shares the deep duplex, the husband told his cousin, don't make no noise because she's a Christian woman. She like it nice and quiet. 2 weeks into it, a lot of sex noise coming from the house. The old lady calls over and reports it. He goes over to the house to change the address one night. He see his wife's car up in the driveway, and he knocking on the door to see if she in there. The old lady come out and said, they can't hear you knocking because they in there making sex noises. He said, well, I think that's my wife in there. Well, the old lady going, I told you I didn't like that heifer. And so now the reenactment began. Shirley is the woman Joanne that's in the house. Marcus is the trifling cousin, Tommy. He the husband in here. And Sister Odell stay next door. So now, here we go. And we on the porch. And let's go. Eugene is knocking on the door.
Joanne!
It's her.
Marcus!
It's him. Well, at least you got the peoples right.
Marcus DeAndre Daniels. I know you ain't in there with my wife. Marcus!
And Joanne the hussy.
I'm finna bust this window. I'm telling you, I'm finna bust this window.
Finna shoulda, woulda.
One.
Sure waiting on you to do something. Two, three.
Two. Two and a half, Joanne.
Three. Bust the window. What is you waiting on, Eugene?
Three. See? You in here naked, Joanne?
Uh-uh. Joanne. She just ain't got no clothes on.
Why is you naked, Joanne?
I'm not naked. I got clothes on, baby.
She in there collecting the rent.
Marcus,
I'm finna try to body slam you, Marcus. You hear me?
Try. Didn't sound like they was in there trying. Sound like somebody was getting something accomplished.
Yeah, it's finna happen, Marcus. It's finna happen. Right here. Right here.
When it go down.
Right here.
No wonder she over here.
I'm done. Bye.
Bye, Eugene. I'm with Marcus now, baby. Bye.
See you in 4 years.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.